Across the Atlantic and far away, how do the Irish abroad feel on St. Patrick's Day? That's just one of the questions addressed in a new online database of thousands of letters from Irish emigrants in North America. The IMIRCA database has been digitised by the University of Galway, and the search is now on for additional correspondence to add to the archive, as our reporter Sally Ann Barrett has been finding out.
March 17, 1916. Your welcome letter received on the 10th. Thanks for the bunch of shamrocks. I'm sorry that you suffered the loss of your horse, but there are other losses of one kind or another as we go through life. My health is good, thank God. 17th March 1922. The enforcement of prohibition law is only partly successful. We cannot celebrate here with any St. Patrick's Day pot or glass. We have a weak beer which is not like the Clonakilty porter.
The words of Dennis Hurley, Carson City, Nevada, writing to his brother John Hurley back home in Clonakilty as he celebrated St. Patrick's Day in his adopted home of America. The Hurley brothers' letters are just some of the stories found in the IMIRCA database of Irish American immigrant letters at the University of Galway. Historian Professor Brendan McSivna is one of the academics behind the project.
The opening of so many letters begin with, "Dear father and mother, I hope this letter finds you in the condition that it leaves me in at present." A line that a child would have learnt at school. A child who maybe when they were in the mid-teens left home and never saw home again. That was the connection with home, a little letter sent home with an opening line learnt in a small school in Mayo, Galway, Clare or wherever.
The database gives public access to personal correspondence from the late 1600s through to the mid-20th century from the Irish diaspora in the US, collected over five decades by US historian Professor Kirby A. Miller.
I wanted to try to learn as much as I could about what the ordinary Irish immigrants, men and women, Catholic and Protestant and so forth, how they really felt about leaving Ireland and coming to a new country, working in a new environment.
With some unable to read or write, collecting letters to reflect the experience of some emigrants proved to be a challenge.
What I did is I made a public appeal back in the mid-1970s, and I begged people to let me borrow their ancestors' letters and memoirs for a short time, long enough to photocopy them, and then I returned them.
Stories in the Kirby A. Miller collection of some 7,000 letters speak of many themes: loneliness, discrimination, but also opportunity and observations of the major events of the time, as Daniel Carey, Professor of English at the University of Galway, explains.
We have people talking about the development of the American Civil War and the early moments of it. The threat of having to enter service in the American Civil War is apparent. One writer writes in 1861, and this is just a few months after the war has begun, writing to his brothers and sisters in County Cork, "This country is undergoing the horrors of war. I am sorry to say that it has made many a widow and orphan to deplore the loss of their fond parent and affectionate husband. And yet there is no prospect of peace."
For sure you're going to find mention of major historical events, the American Civil War, political events in Ireland. And yet, what just captivates me is the lives of ordinary people. People who, as I said, left small farms in the west of Ireland and ended up going down a hole in Pennsylvania to dig coal.
What you see are the actual networks of sociability that are emerging. There's one letter from the late 19th century where somebody says, "Look, I'm often in so-and-so's place and we sang old Irish songs last night." So the sense that I'm still connected with my nationality, my identity, my people, even as I find myself in a foreign place.
It's about the letters of young women who again left small towns, small farms, ended up working in big houses, making beds and preparing food and minding babies.
People are learning about major family events through correspondence. For example, in 1845, there's a woman in Pittsburgh, Ann Waters, who has heard sad news from her brother. And she says, alas,
our father, my dear father is no more. As soon as I caught the first glance of the letter, I screamed out, my father is dead.
It's an archive of tough lives lived by tough people.
This is the original manuscript. So this letter was actually donated to Kirby Miller's colleague.
Kirby A. Miller donated his collection to the University of Galway in 2021 so that it would be made easily accessible to those interested in the immigrant story. And so the online database was created by digital archivist Marie-Louise Rouget and her team.
I'm actually South African, so I'm not Irish, and this project means a lot to me because I know what it's like to be an immigrant. I know what it's like to move to a place where you don't have your family and friends, and a lot of the contents of the letters are really resonant.
Centuries later, interest in the Irish-American immigrant story has not waned.
We know that these letters are an invaluable resource for genealogical research, for artistic production as well. In fact, since the launch, we've had some interest from fine arts students, you know, from people who are writing works of fiction. You know, they want to access the letters and they want to find characters and find stories that then they can breathe new life into.
For Professor Brendan McSivna, the search for material continues.
We would ask people across Ireland, but especially the west of Ireland, especially Gaelic communities, to root around the back of old drawers and presses, and if they have correspondence, to get in touch with us and tell us about it. And let's see if we can add it to the IMIRCA database.
Kirby A. Miller, the historian who began this journey, hopes those revisiting the immigrant stories of the past will find a relevant connection to the present.
What I hope they take is an enormous respect for the success and the struggles and the sufferings of their ancestors who, like so many people trying to emigrate and make a life for themselves in a world they never made, that there are very great similarities between the struggles of these kinds of people today and our ancestors who came from Ireland and England, Germany and elsewhere in Europe.
And that was historian Kirby A. Miller ending that report from Sally Ann Barrett, accompanied by a track called The Emigrant by Joni Madden. And if you have material for that archive, you can contact the University of Galway at the following email address. That's IMIRCA, spelled I-M-I-R-C-E, at universityofgalway.ie.